The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina. That Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen ve'amen.
Daf Nun Aleph. Today's Daf is Bostarev, Ben Nishmat, Rosikini, Yosef, Ben Sarav, Ben Azikinati, Yafar, Ben Sarav, Ben Nishmat, Ben Ester, Ben Hashem, Ben Hashem, Ben Eden, Amen. Today's Daf is Ben Sarav, Ben Ashram, Ben Hashem, Ben Dinah, Ve'em. We begin today's daf on Nun Amud Bet, and we are going to start at the two dots, three lines after they get wide. If you remember yesterday, we had a machloket, a very fundamental machloket, between Rav and Shmuel, exactly what is the hiyuv of bor. So Rav came along and said that the bor that Rav was mechayev is lehablo velo lehabato. When you create a bore, so you create a certain air, poisonous air, or haval, fumes of some sort, in the actual cavity, and that's what kills the animal, the haval. And Shmuel comes along and says, lehablo v'kol sheken lehabato. No, not only the haval, but also the havat, the actual bang. The fact that you created the floor, you exposed it, the bottom of the board, so that already is what kills the animal, and that's what Yuhayav and Gemara gave yesterday, Ikabinaihu's and Nafkaminot. Now the Gemara says, Tenan, Hayu Pechotin Ma'asarat Tefachim, if you had a board that was less than 10 Tefachim, Venafad Tochos Shor O Hamor Vamet Patur. Okay, so if a shor dies in a board less than 10, the owner of the board is Patur. Because we learned earlier that a board of 10 is Mitah. It's hayav for mita. A bor less than 10 is not hayav for mita. However, vi muzak bo hayav. But less than 10, if the animal got damaged, so the owner has to pay. The owner of the bor. Nafa letocho shor hamor vamet patur. My ta'ama, what's the reason? Lav mishum delet be habata. So must be the reason is that there is no habat. So you see what? The logic, the Gemara is assuming that what? That really, whether it's a board of 9 or whether it's a board of 10, there's haval. Haval, the air is, the bad air is there. Oh, so then why you patur then? The chaura, if it's less than 10. Ila must be because the ikar of the board that you pay for is what? The havat, is the bang. And therefore, less than 10, you don't have the bang that's not ui for mita. So you see that what? That this is a proof to the opinion of Rav, that says the board that the mechayev, the Torah was mechayev, sorry, for Shmuel, that says what? The board that was mechayev is for the havat. Because you see, less than 10, even though it has haval, but it's patur. Why? Because it doesn't have havat. It goes, no, mishum delet behavla. No, I can tell you, no, board of 9 doesn't have haval. It's not deep enough. Yache, imuzak bo hayav, halet behavla. So if there's no haval, then why a hayav if the animal gets damaged? How could it get damaged? If you hold like Rav, that the only damage of a board is haval, and you tell me that 9, there's no haval, so the chareish should be patur even if the animal gets damaged. How did it get damaged? Amre in havla limita. In havla limita, v'yesh havla lezikin. Yeah, there's enough haval to damage the animal, but there's not enough haval to kill the animal. So therefore, even in a board less than 9, there is this haval, but it's not as much as a 10, and therefore you only hayav if it damages, and then Hayav of it dies. How Torah? Okay, story. Short. Then afal the arita didla'e. What? It fell into a irrigation ditch. That's what Ashi says. It's 6 tefahim deep. Okay? That's why it's called an amma. Because an amma is 6 tefahim. So therefore, it fell into a, that Ashi calls it amma tamayim. That's why it's called amma tamayim. Because it's a 6 tefahim deep. So what happened? Shachte mare. So the owner of it came along and he made the shechita. Tarfe Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman said the animal that you made shechita on is tarif. Why? Because for sure if it fell into the six tefachim pit or amatamayim, it must have broken bones, and therefore it's a terifa. So therefore you can't eat it. Yibara says, Amar Rav Nachman, Ish shekel mare dehay Torah. If the owner of this shor would have taken with him, kabad dechamha, if he would have taken his lunchbox with him, meaning a kav of wheat, and went to the bit midrash, ve'azal tana bit midrasha, which means if the guy would have been patient, if he would have spent a little money on his lunch to go to the bit midrash, to spend a day, to ask the rabbis what to do, they would have told him, im shata me'et le'et kishera. They would have told him, listen, if you waited 24 hours, then you would have been able to slaughter the animal. Lo afsede le Torah, deshaveh kama kabeh. He would have saved his shor that's worth many kavs. Meaning, if he would have taken a little kav sandwich with him to the Bet Midrash and would have asked a question like he's supposed to, they would have told him, listen, if the animal makes it for 24 hours, so after 24 hours you can make sure that's okay. But you slaughtered it within the first 24 hours. So you would have saved yourself a lot of money. But what do you see from here? Alba, kasabat of Nachman, yesh habata befahot ma'asara. Bottom line, what's breaking the animal's bones? The habata. And the pit over here was only 60 fahim. So you see what? That there's habat even less than 10 tefahim. We are saying what? No, less than 10 tefahim is no habat, but there's habat. What do you mean from here? You see that less than 10 tefahim, there's habat. Otherwise, how does the animal break its bones? That you tell me if the guy made shechita on it, that it's a terifah. Oh, it must be there's a chavat less than 10. So it comes again what on says, etive. Now we're going to get to the question. Etive rava l'rav Nachman. Hayu petuch pechutin ma'asarat tefachim. Here you go, here's the question now. If it was less than 10 tefachim, then I found it to go shoro gamor, umet patur. Why? Because less than 10 tefachim. Ta'ama lav mishum delet bechabata. Oh, why are you patur with less than tefachim if the animal dies? Because less than tefachim there's no chabat. But what do you mean? We just learned in the story of the animal that even less than tefachim there is a chabat. That's why I told them the animal's a terefa. Says lo mishum delet bechabla. Oh, so I'll tell you now the reason why if it fell into the board of less than tefachim, the reason why you're not hayav if it dies is because there's no haval, Rashi. Haval chavata itbe. But chavata there is v'afilu achi patur kerav. Right. Rav who holds that a board is only mishum haval. So the blighter's fine. The blighter that says that the animal falls in less than 10 tefachim, ye patur famita, I can tell you there is chavat. But Rav says the board that the Torah is mechayiv is not for the chavat. It's for the haval shibo. Okay, very good. So comes the Gemara and says, Iyache. Huzak bo chayav. Back to the same old question. You told me if the animal gets damaged in a border less than 10, you chayav. Hadlet behavla. You just told me there's no haval. Amar le, in haval mita, v'yesh haval nizikin. Okay, same old story. There's no haval for mita, but there's haval for nizikin. So that's basically what we're learning over here. According to Rav, there's going to be haval in a board of 10 and a board of 9. The board of 10, the haval is enough to kill the animal. In a board of 9, the animal will not die from the haval, but can get damaged. Havat, even less than 10, there is. But Rav said, you're not chayav on a board of asara mishum havato. And therefore, you only chayav mishum haval. That's the way he says it. So comes the Gemara and says, good. No, because he holds the board, the Havata is not the item. You're not Hayav and Havata. Not for Nezikin, not for Mita. That's what he holds. The board that the Torah was Mehayev, the Haval is doing. It's the Haval that you Hayav for. That's it. No Havat. Finish, that's what he says. Kipol and Nofer, right? Derech Nefila, the animal breathes the air over there. That's it. Etive, so we have a question. Beta Sekila. That's where they used to stone the people, right? The guy was Hayav Mita. So what do? They put him on top of a two-story building, and they throw him off. That's what Sekila was. So Beit HaSikina haya gavoa shte komot. Vetani ala vekoma shelo. Plus his own height. So therefore, hare shalosh. So basically he would fall from three komot. Two komot of the stories, and then his own height. So comes Gemara and says, V'isa kadadav yesh habata pefahot ma'asara. Hold it. If you tell me that there's a habata, that there's a bang, there's a habata, less than 10, lama likudehai. Exactly, what you got to throw him up so high for? If you tell me there's a habat, even less than 10, you rav. Right, now we're not discussing bor. We're discussing, is there a habata less than 10? You tell me there is. Right? You just want me to start with the animal. The animal you told me less than 10, the bones break. So therefore, why did you have to throw the guy up so high in the sekila? Throw him less than 10, he'll break his bones from the habata. So Gemara's holding. V'leta'amech na'bid asara. And according to you, when do you want to say this habata? At 10 tefachim? So make the bit of sekila 10 tefachim, which is according to you, it's also a question. Which means the bit of sekila was 3 komot, much higher than 10 tefachim as well. So you ask me, oh, if you hold less than 10, that there's habata, why don't you make the bit of sekila 9? I'm sorry, why don't you make it 9? According to you, when is the habata? At 10? So why don't you make the bit of sekila 10? It doesn't work according to you either. They didn't make it not 9 and not 10. And what's the pshat? The reason, really, you're right. I could argue with you that less than 10 tefachim, there's a habata. But what? The reason why they made it so high, because the Torah says, and v'aftalaka kamocha includes when you're killing people that are hayav, and therefore you want him to die quickly. So when you put him very high and you throw him off, he dies a quicker death. As opposed to putting him lower, he would die a slower death. So in the Khaname, from Habata standpoint, you could have thrown him off a building that was 9 tefachim. And he would have died maybe. But, the Torah is telling us, you got to give him an easier death. Beror lo mita yafa. Therefore you put him higher. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, put him much higher then. He'll die much quicker. The higher you put him, the quicker he'll die. The Gemara says, yache, nagba tafe. Put him very higher. Mishum deminavel. Because his body is going to become mutilated. Which means we don't want the body to become totally minuval. So you put him at the 3 komot, and therefore the body, he dies quickly, but the body remains intact. Good. So that was the question that they asked. So again, all these questions are based on the fact that Rav Nachman told me that when an animal falls into a bor, less than 10 tefachim, like the amatamayim, you told me that if they slaughtered it, the animal's a terefa. Implying what? That even less than 10, yesh, habata. That was the fact. Okay? So the Gemara is saying, yes, it could be there's a habata, but the Gabe Beit HaSekila, they put it much higher for the Avtalaka Kamoka factor. Not too high, but because they don't want the body to become a menuval. Comes the Gemara and says, a question, etibe. We're bringing a question now from the law of Ma'akeh. What's the law of Ma'akeh? Guy has, let's say, a porch. It's a certain height. So we don't want people to fall off the porch or roof. Let's take a roof. You don't want people to fall off to the roof. Therefore, you got to put a Ma'akeh, a fence, around the roof. So the Torah says, I'm giving you the whole pasuk now. Kitne bayit hadash, v'asita ma'akeh l'gagecha, v'lo tasim damim mebetecha. Good, don't have something that's murderous in your house. Dangerous roof. Gemara begins. Ki yipol hanofel memenu. Correct? The concern is that the guy who's going to be on the roof is going to fall from the roof. That's the concern. So the Gemara says, memenu, which is, I'm worried that he's going to fall from the roof. Okay? Velo betocho. But I'm not concerned that he's going to fall onto the roof. Which means we're talking about over here, that the gag is higher than the Reshut HaRabim. And I'm concerned that you're going to fall from the roof into the Reshut HaRabim. Not a case where the Reshut HaRabim, let's say, is higher, and you could fall from the Reshut HaRabim onto the roof. It's a case, you pull memenu. Okay? So obviously the gag is higher than the Reshut HaRabim. Good. So comes Gemara and says, Ketzal, give me the case. Haita Reshut HaRabim gavoa memenu asara tefahim. Oh, let's say Reshut HaRabim was 10 tefahim. Higher, and therefore, you were able to fall from the Rishut Rabim to the roof, it's higher, patur. Amukam imenu asrat fahim. Oh, but if the gag is amukam imenu is deeper, Rishut Rabim, I'm sorry, is deeper, ten tefachim, than the roof. The roof is higher, so then already vinofim etochole tocha, you fall from the roof into the Rishut Rabim, so the din is hayav. Oh, now the Gemara says, what do you need ten tefachim for? V'isal kadatach yesh chabata. Hey, quote you, Rav Nachman, you just told me a rule. That is chabata even less than 10. Befachot ma'asara. Sheesh chabata befachot ma'asara. Lama li asara. Exactly. The danger is going to be even if the roof is elevated 9 tefachim, let's say. Because you say by the animal case, chabata is even less than 10. So why does the din of ma'akeh only by 10? The chabata should be even less than 10. Yeah? Gemara's answer, Amar le shani bayit. Chiyuv of ma'akeh is not stam. Torah put a chiyuv of ma'akeh on a bayit. And what? Dechol pachot ma'asara lav bayitu. The din. You're right, could be this chabata 9. But the din of ma'akeh was not said stam everywhere that there's a roof. It's got to be a roof of something that's called a bayit. And we have a klal. And buy it, the buy it's not ra'uy for dwelling if it's less than 10 tefachim. So that's a different thing over there. Oh, yache, what are you talking about? Which means even now, where you said you have 10 tefachim from the roof to the Rishut Rabim, the house is really not 10. Even though the outside of the house might be 10, but the inside where the dwellings are is less than 10 because you got to factor in the roof. You got to factor in the plaster on the ceiling and all that. So the actual airspace in the house itself, even though it's outside 10, inside it's less than 10. So therefore, it's still not a dwelling. So look at what it says. You're right. From the outside, the roof is 10. However, subtract the tikra, the roof, and the ma'aziba, the plaster. On the inside, it's not going to be a house of 10. Which means, why did you tell me the magic number for the roof is 10? That's going to put the house itself, the dwelling area, less than 10. I thought you just told me that less than 10 is not considered a house. Amale kegon dehak megavai. Oh, you dug inside the house. You dug deep inside the house. So the outside the house could be a structure of 10. Right? But from the ceiling to the floor is less than 10. Oh, so you dug, right? You excavated down a little couple of tefahim. So then we're talking about where the house inside also is 10. So then what do you need this whole business for? Even outside should be less than 10. And you tell me there's havat less than 10. Ah, you tell me you need a house? So I'll tell you, inside, he dug very deep. Which means, I can give you a house that's 8 tefahim on the outside. Right? On the inside, it's only 6 tefahim. But he dug 4 tefahim deep. So therefore, it's considered a bayit. And habat you have. So therefore, why did you have to tell me that the house has to be 10 tefahim, the roof has to be 10 tefahim higher than the Rishut Rabim? L'chaura, it can be even less. Habat is pachot ma'asara. Bayit, you'll dig inside, excavate. And therefore, you have a situation. So you give us, you know something? You're right. We're stuck. So we got to go back to interpret what's pshat in Rav Nachman. Why did Rav Nachman say that if the animal falls into the amat hamayim and you slaughtered it, it's a terefa? The chaura, we don't know why it should be a terefa. So the Gemara says, "Eirayin utamad Rav Nachman savar." You know what he holds? Mikeresa de Torah le'ara kamahavu arba'a arita de dalai kamahavi shita asara. You know what the answer is? It is 10. When the animal is standing straight, from the bottom of the, from the stomach, right, from the body, the stomach is above the ground. When the animal is walking, the stomach doesn't drag on the ground. The stomach is above the ground. How many tefahim is the stomach of the animal above the ground? 4 tefahim. Okay? So now when the animal falls into the boar, So already the four tefachim that the stomach was above the ground, that's already four, plus the amat hamayim that is six, so that's ten. So really, that's why he said, Hataya less than ten, there's no chabat. There's no chabata, there's no bang. Ela what? In an animal, there is. Because an animal, his body is elevated off the ground. His stomach is elevated off the ground for tefahim. Therefore, when he falls into the board straight like this, he walks in straight and goes, lands like this, zzz, straight down. So therefore, it's ten tefahim. Very simple. So the Gemara says, Ela matnitin diktani ma bor shihu kedeh lehamit asara tefahim. Af kol shiyesh bo kedeh lehamit asara tefahim b'shitana mesagya. Right. Remember our Mishnah said in yesterday's Mishnah that why did the Mishnah choose as an illustration bor? Because bor is specific. Bor, in order to kill, has to be ten tefachim. Why did the Mishnah say ten tefachim? The Chaura, a bor could be six tefachim. Because if an animal falls into a bor of six, you're going to be hayav. Of course, you have to take in the stomach factor. So the Gemara says, Amre matnitin de'igandar lebor. We're talking about over here, in the Mishnah, the animal was lying on the ground. And it was dragged into the bor. And therefore, you need ten. The only time six will be enough is if the animal was standing, where you have airspace between the stomach and the ground. So if it walked in straight like this and then landed like that, oh, then you'd be hayav, even six. Mashiach, if the animal's lying down, it's on the ground. On the ground, then already it's got to be ten. That's the din of the Mishnah. Comes the next Mishnah, Bor Shel Shne Shutafim. What does that mean? You have a bor of two partners. I don't know how you have a bor of two partners. How could you be a partner in a bor? We'll see the Gemara will give us a scenario. Avar Alav Rishon Velo Kisahu. The first guy walked by the bor and didn't cover it. Vesheni Lo Kisahu. And the next guy, the second guy used the bor. And after he finished using the bor, he didn't cover it. Who's Hayav? Hasheni Hayav. The second guy takes on the responsibility. So you have two partners. The first guy used the board. After he finished it, he walked away, left it. Now the second guy started to use the board. After he finished it, he left it uncovered. Also, the liability, the Mishnah says, is on the second guy, because he should have covered it when he finished using it. Comes the Gemara and says, Amre, Bor Shesh Neshutafim Heki Meshkachatla. Good. Give me a case. We have a board of partners. Hani ha isvira lan krabi akiva de amar bor brishuto hayav. Remember on yesterday's daf, we had a fantastic machlok between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Ishmael. Which bor did the Torah say you hayav on? So according to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva understood the bor of the Torah is bor brishut rabim. I'm sorry, bor brishut hayahid. What's bor brishut hayahid mean? I dug a pit in my own reshut. I was mafkir my area, so therefore people could walk into my reshut, and then they fell into the bor that I am the owner of. Mafkir reshuto velo boro veze b'reshut hayachid. That's the bor of Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara says, oh, very good. I'll give you a case of bor sheshne shutafim according to Rabbi Akiva. How? Mashkachata b'chatzir sheshnehem. Ubor sheshnehem hefkiru reshutav velo hefkiru boran. Very good. They're both partners in the field. They both owned the Shuti Yachid. You could have a case like that. Two partners in a piece of real estate, private. What? They dug a bor. One guy dug the bor, but it doesn't matter. Once they dig the bor, it's both of theirs. They were mafkir there, surrounding the shoot, and they left their bor, and if we have a bor, of Shnei Shutafim. Very good. However, Ela Isvira Lan, bor b'reshuto patur, which means, if you remember Rabbi Ishmael who argued on Rabbi Akiva, he said, no, the bor of the Torah is to a bor b'reshuto rabim. How do you have partners in a bor of reshut rabim? The stream belongs to nobody. The Torah was mehadesh. The guy who digs the bor becomes the owner of the bor, even though you're really not the owner of the bor in reshut rabim. So how do you have partners in the reshut rabim? There's no ownership bichlal. Even the guy who dug the bor really is not the owner. But the hadush of the Torah is that he's considered ba'al bor. How do you have a partner then if the bor of the Torah is reshut rabim? Yeah. ברשות הרבים, וברשות הרבים, בור של שני שותפים, איך היא משכחת לה? גמרא says, I'll give you a case. אי דשאבו, דשליח תרוויו, ואמרי לזיל כנלן, ואזל קרא לו, אין שליח לדבר עבירה. So maybe you'll tell me, both of these guys told the שליח, do me a favor, go dig a board for us. So they both appointed a shaliyah. That's why they're partners. Very good. But digging a board in the Shut Rabim is avera. And we have a rule. In shaliyah, l'edvar avera. That when you appoint the shaliyah to do a sin, he gets the avon. Not you. The sin doesn't go back to the one that sent. Why? Because the rule of in shaliyah l'edvar avera's logic is as follows. I could tell the shaliyah after he dug the board, who told you to listen to me? Devrei harav v'devrei talmid, devrei mishomayim. The rabbi told you, meaning Borei Olam told you, don't do it. The student, me, came along and said, do it. Who told you to listen to me? You're supposed to listen to Borei Olam. So you did it, so you're hayav. So therefore, that's not considered a board of shnei sheshutavim. Oh, so I'll give you another case. V'i dechara, hay chamisha, v'hay chamisha. Oh, maybe each guy dug five. To get to a board of ten, the first guy dug five tefachim deep. The next guy dug five tefachim deep. Nistaleku leuma serishon. Lechaora, the second guy should be chayav. Because the second guy made it a board. Five tefachim is nothing. Right? So then when the second guy dug five, the second five, so the first guy's five is considered erased. It's as if the second guy did everything. So that's not considered a board of shishut tefachim. So the Gemara says, hani chadet a bi. That's according to the B. V'nezakin, according to the B, which we'll see the B shita in a moment. Be patient, we'll see the B in a moment. Hani ha'le rabbi, that what? V'nezakin. And the gabeh, the damage of nezakin, mashkahatla. I could find the case of shnei shutafim, which means rabbi, which we'll see in a second, is going to have a shita. His shita gives me a scenario of borsh shnei shutafim that I could say they both will be chayav for damages. I can work it out according to the B. However, ela le rabbi ul mita ul rabbanan ben minta ben the nezakin kimashka hatla. But according to the rabbi shita, which we're going to see now as well, even nezakin and kol shekin the mita, we don't have a case of partnership. Now, what's the case of the B? Right away, Amar Rabbi Yohanan. Well, actually, what I'm going to say now, Amar Rabbi Yohanan kegon. שעקרו שניהם חוליה בבת אחת ושלימו לעשרה. You had a board of nine. Now you had a rock, let's say, in the bottom of the pit over there, very heavy. So the two guys came together and simultaneously picked up the rock. So they both laid it, a board of asara, through both of their efforts. So you can't say one guy is more chayav than the next. And therefore, if the animal falls in now, it's considered a bor shel shnei shutafim. Right? That's the way you have a case. Good? Now the Gemara goes back. Might Rabbi, you might have banan. Well, what's this machlok of the Rabbi and the banan that you said above? Gemara says like this. Netanya. Echad ha-chofer bor tish'a. Guy dug nine. Uba acher v'shlima la'asara. And the second guy came along and dug one tefach to make it to ten. Ha'acharon hayav. According to the banan, the second guy is hayav on everything. Ben al-mita, for sure, even on nizakin. Listen to the shita of Rabbanan, it's a big hadush. The rabbis hold, when two guys dig a board, one guy digs nine. At that point, the guy who digs nine is hayav for what? Nizakin. It's all a board of nine is hayav. Board to shachas for nizakin. Came a second guy, and what? He dug it to ten. According to Rabbanan, who's on the hook? The second, for everything. Ben for nizakin, ben for mita. That's the shita of the hakamim. The Gemara is going to explain. The Gemara is going to explain why. However, so therefore for sure you have a board of shnei shutafim. Because if one guy dug nine, the other guy dug ten, the tenth is no shutafe. The second guy is hayav for everything. Rabbi Yomer, achat acharon lemita, achat v'shneihem lenezakim. Oh, but Rabbi says no. The second guy is going to be hayav for the mita, and both guys are going to be hayav for nezik. That makes sense also, because the first guy did nine, and this guy did ten, so he enhanced. But it doesn't take away what the first guy did, because the first guy read the board was a board of nine. So therefore, according to the B, I have a case of Borsh Shnei Shutafim. Why? One guy dug nine, the other guy dug one, so the Shutafim then is Zikin. According to the rabbis, however, I don't have a board of Shnei Shutafim, because the second guy assumes all the responsibility. So that's why I have to learn the case according to the rabbis, is where the board was nine, there was a big rock, and they both had to pick it up together. Now the Gemara says, "My Tamad Rabbanan." What's the logic of the rabbis? Why do they say that the second guy is Hayav everything? De amar kerakos, the pasuk says, by bor. V'chi yiftach ki yichre. Im al peticha chayav, al kiriyah, lo kosheken, אלא להביא קורא אחר קורא שסלק מעשה ראשון. Good. We saw a derasha similar to this yesterday, or the question at least yesterday. What? Torah says, ki yiftach ishbor, ki yichre ishbor. Torah says, if a guy uncovers a bor, bor that was covered, you just took the manhole off, or if you dug a bor. So the Gemara says, if just on uncovering a bor you hayav, because sheken you're going to be hayav if you actually dug a bor. What does it have to tell me? Ki yiftach, ki yichre. Im al eske peticha hayav, al eske kiriya, lo kol sheken. Ela, the kiddush of kiriya, digging, is coming to teach me the havi, kore achar kore. A digger after a digger, that the second digger is hayav. That's Rabbanan. That once the second digger adds a tefach to the bor, he becomes the baal bor, and therefore he's got to pay for damages as well as mitah. That's the rabbi's opinion. The Rabbi says, "Amadecha haneum etzlech selichi kedamnidam." I'm sorry, Rabbi says, this business that you're derishing from ki yiftach ki yichre. If you remember on yesterday's daf, we gave it to Rashan that already. Remember yesterday's derasha that we said that if it would have said yiftach, I wouldn't have known yichre. If it would have said yichre, I wouldn't have known yiftach, because each one has a different hadush. I would have said that what? That ki yiftach, maybe, ki yiftach, I would say if you dug it, it's enough. If you opened it, I would say in that case, it's enough just to cover it. However, if you dug, it's not enough to cover. Maybe you have to say you actually have to fill it up. And if it would have said filling it up, ki yichre, I would have said that dafka ki yichre, you have to cover it. But maybe ki yiftach, you don't even have to cover it. Kamash malad ki yiftach ki yichre. So the beast says, what do you want? We were doresh this already. You cannot come and doresh this, but we're going to say kore ahar kore. We doreshed it for something else yesterday. So the Gemara says, v'rabbanan nami mitzlach serikhe. Oh, what do you mean? But the rabbis, you also needed that for that chedush. So back to the story. How do you know that the second guy is chayav? Elaylu tamad rabbanan. Amar kera. Ki yichre ish bor. Echad velo shnayim. Very good. Ki yichre ish bor. There's only one guy chayav. When they're digging, the one guy is going to be chayav, and not two guys. And what's the case? He dug nine, he dug one. Ish bor. So there's one guy. Now, very good. Let's come to the next question. One guy, good, maybe the first guy. So we'll see. The Rabbi, before we get to that, let's see how Rabbi does with that pasuk. Ha'hu mev'ele ki yichre ish bor ve'lo shor bor. Right. He learns that the hayuba bor is only on an ish that digs a bor. But if your animal goes and digs a bor, and somebody falls into it, or an animal falls into it, you're patur. Ki yichre ish bor. The hayuba bor is only for men. Dag a banan, an animal. Over a banan, tre ish bor ketive. Okay, it says ish bor twice. Ki yiftach ish bor, ki yichre ish bor. So therefore, want to teach me ish bor velo shor bor, and want to teach me ish, meaning only one guy is going to be chayav and not two guys. Oh, v'rabbi, I need the katav hai. The Rabbi says the agav, which is you really needed one of them. Ish bor velo shor bor. But it's a ki yiftach ish bor. So what do you want to say? The ki yiftach bor? That's what I want to keep it symmetry. So therefore, it's a ki yiftach ish bor, ki yichre ish bor. The second ish is just agav. Now the Gemara says, Rabbis, I got your derasha. Beautiful derasha. Ish, only one guy's hayav. Who told you which guy? Maybe the first guy's hayav. So the Gemara says, now, why would I think the first guy's hayav? Kadatach, Damar kira, Vehamet yeye lo. Hahu deka avid mita. Exactly. Which means, in a bor, it says what? You give the carcass to the mazik, he keeps the dead animal, and he has to now pay. Correct? Now, who's going to get the dead animal in this case? Not the guy that made it a nine. The guy that made it nine, he didn't make a board of mitah. Ela, the met yedo is going to be given to who? To the guy that made it 10. So therefore, Gemara says, the met yedo, the ka'avid mitah. So he's the guy. Gemara says, "Vehai v'amet yeyelo." What do you mean? V'amet yeyelo niv'el lichderaba. We need that met yeyelo for another derasha. The Amar Nava shor pesule hamukdashim. What's that case over here? You have a shor that was a hikdash. It was designated to be a korban. What happened? It became pasul. So now what do you do with it? You slaughter it and you eat it. It became, let's say, it was a bechor, became a ba'al mum. Okay, what's the deen over there? You redeem it and you eat it. Well, you eat it regularly. You don't have to redeem it even. So ba'al mum of a bechor, the kedusha goes off. It's pesulei mukdashim. Shirafal lebor. Now what happened? That animal fell into a bor. Okay, patur. Why does they have to pay? Gemara says, "Shneimar v'amet yelo b'mi shemet shelo," which means it's dafka in a type of animal that if it would have died, the mazik would get to keep it and feed it, let's say, to his dogs and things like that. However, shora pesule mukdashim, the law is you cannot use it. You cannot use it to feed to the animals. What pa'am? What does v'amet yelo mean? I'm the Baal HaBor. Guy's sword fell into the board, died. This is called a nevela now. Can eat this animal, right? What do we do? Turas v'amet yelo, give it to the mazik. What am I going to do now? I can't eat it. I'll give it to my dogs. V'amet yelo. Lo meaning, na'na'ato. Benefits from it. And of course I got to pay the guy. Okay, no problem. That's only on an animal that I could benefit from it. But we have a rule. Shor pesulei mukdashim. Yeah, you're right. If it became pesul mukdashim, I have a right to slaughter it and eat it. But I don't have a right, if something happens to the shor, to give it to my dogs. Also, v'amet yelo comes to teach me. Shor pesulei mukdashim. Shenafal letoch habor. The owner does not have to pay, because since you cannot mikayim v'amet yelo, you have it. Good. So that's used already. So therefore, again, you want to tell me, I had a question. You told me, Rabotai, each board, there's only one guy that pays for a board. I asked you, which guy? You told me, what do you mean, which guy? Sevara, Peshuta, the Torah says, Vamet Yelo, the one that keeps the mat, he's going to be the one that's going to be hayav for that. Who's the one that's going to keep the mat? The one that made the board asara. Hey, oh, Vamet Yelo, that I need for another derasha. I use that for Pesulei Mukdashim that fell into a board. So the Gemara says, so what? Amre, Vedav Mebela Shemat Mine, Debao Davad Mitaskinan. It's not a stira. I can learn both things. Memela, don't learn it directly. But bottom line, v'amit yeyelo, which guy is going to keep the mit? The guy who dug it 9? He's not hayav mita on a board of 9. Memela, we understand that the guy that's going to keep the mit is the one that made it. Asar, which means, learn v'amit yeyelo for your derasha. But from that, you see what? That there's a case of v'amit yeyelo that the guy keeps the mit. Which logic, which guy in our story is going to keep them in? The 9 or the 10 guy? The 10 guy. Oh, so he's the guy, obviously. So once he's the guy, he's basically the Zikinos, because there's only one owner of a board, not the one owner of a board. Very simple. The man, we know it. So comes again around and says, you learn both dinim. Exactly. Tanu Rabbanan. Okay, one more blight. We have a blight. Echad ha-chofer bor asara. Uba acher v'shlima le'aslim. Oh, new story. Guy dug 10. Another guy came along. He made it 10 more. Uba acher v'shlima le'shloshim. Another guy made it 10 more. Now it's a board of 30. Kulam hayavim. Which means a guy falls into the board. A shor falls into the board. All three guys have to split the nezek. Correct. Oh, so Urminu, we have a contradiction. Echad ha'ofer bor asara. A guy digs a board of asara. Uba aqir v'siyir. What did he do? He paved the walls of the bor. Siyir, he cemented the walls. That's v'siyid. V'chiyid. Chiyid is like he painted pictures. He painted the side of the walls. Yeah, ha'aharon hayav. Look at Nashi, please. Bottom Nashi. Siyed v'chiyed. Shemetehila v'chav haya. Before the guy paved the sides of the wall, it was a wide board. Ve'lo haya bo haval kol kach. Correct. The wider it is, the more air you have going into the board. The guy that paved the inside of the wall, he actually caused it to become a little bit more narrow. That she says, Chiyed, Asabu Siyurim Baketadim, Batiyah, Hasid, Shetahbo. So the Gemara is saying, who's Chayav? The second guy's Chayav and all the Nezek. Oh, what do you mean? L'chaora, in this story over here, the only time we said the first guy is off the hook is when he dug 9. Now the other guy digs 10. Oh, the guy who dug the 10 is Hayat for everything. That's according to the rabbis. Here, the first guy already dug 10. So already he's on the hook. The Hadush of the Braita is, another guy added 10, you're part of it now. Another guy added 10, you're also part of it. But what do you mean from here? It's mashma that the first guy that did 10, now another guy comes and makes an adjustment, the second guy takes over. What do you mean? I thought you told me just now a rule. Once already the guy dug 10, he's on the hook, he doesn't get off. But she's bishlamah when he dug 9, and then you were mashlim it to 10, I can say, okay, the second guy's hayav. But you tell me, once a guy did 10, he's there. Oh, so then why are you telling me if a guy dug 10, then a guy came and painted the walls, why is the painter hayav now? The chavra, the first guy should also be hayav to share in the nezik. The Mara's answer, Lema harbi harbanan. Rashi, top line, Lema hadiktani hayavim. That would have said both of them are hayav. Rabbi Hida amar lelgabe hafir bo tish'a. Hu'il va'abid bo shi'un nezakin. Davi shutaf bin nezakin. Va'achi da'avde kamay shi'un mita. Havi kodam shutafim mita shlome mita. Good. Just like the beast said above, if I dig a board of 9, then another guy digs a 1. They're both partners on nezakin. Because the 9 guy obviously is a nezakin. And the 10th guy, not going to be worse. So I'll say the same thing over here. The 10, when a guy dug 10, he's hayav for mitat tabur. And I'll say when the second guy adds another 10, the reason why he's hayav is because hayav in mitat as well. Just like I told you above, the beast says we share in nizakin, we can share in the hayuv mitat. This guy dug 10 and this guy dug 10. So they'll both be hayav. They're going to be mitat. Just like you have a shutaf for nizakin, the people say you can have a shutaf for Mita, very good. This is shutaf. Because they both dug a shi'ur kedev hamit. And I'll say what? Harabanan. What's harabanan? Hadiktani acharon hayav v'rishon patur is a banan. Didayik ish echad v'loshnayim. Good. And the brayta that said what? That when the guy dug 10, another guy went and put some cement on the side of the walls, that would we say he's hayav? That's like the rabbis that say what? There's only one guy on a board and not two guys on a board. Maybe I'll say that that's the machloket between the stira and the braitot. So let's just get the Gemara's answer. Gemara says, Amar Rav Zvid, Have Harabanan. Ooh, both braitot are the rabbis. Ad kan lo ka'amre Rabbanan. Aaron Hayav Elahecha de lo avad kamashi'ur mita. Yeah, when did I say the second guy's on the hook totally? When the first guy made a board of 9, and the second guy came out was mashlimit to 10, so now already he's hayav for mita, so I'm going to say he's hayav for everything. But in this case, with the Rishon, he made for shi'un mita, then afid rabbanan modu dukhulal hayavim. Good. The rabbis only said one guy's hayav if the first guy made it 9 and then he made it 10. So the one that made it for shiur mita is hayav. Here, the first guy was already hayav for shiur mita. And the second guy also made for shiur mita. Then I said both of them are going to be hayav. So I could be like the, I could go like the opinion that says shneim hayavim. That could be me, by the way. No problem. Nashi. Afidu rabbanan modu. Dechi ketiv mi'uta, that which the board said only one guy's hayav, achofer bor tet ketiv. That's when he dug 9. Teleka lechayuva, min vamet yelo. Then everybody's no met. Deha maskara demilta, min vamet yelo, nafkalan, daud, david shur mita, mehayev. Right? Remember we learned from vamet yelo, teaching me what? The guy that made it for mita, he's the one that's hayav. So I dug 9. So far I'm hayav, venezikin. Oh, you came for 10? Vamet yelo. Finish, the board is yours, you get the mit, you're hayav. Good, which means, That's only when I did what? 9. But if I already did 10, and then somebody else came along and did 10, even the rabbis will agree that both of them share the kulan hayavim. Oh, the hasiyed v'chiyir, the ka'avat kamash shi'ud mitah, v'ketani acharon hayav. What are you talking? The second braita is problematic. What was the second braita? First guy dug 10. Oh, what's the rule? You dug 10, you hayav. Now what did the next guy do? He did some paintings on the side of the wall. What does the braita say? Oh, you did some paintings on the side of what? Second guy's hayav. What do you mean? According to the rabbis, the guy that dug the 10 should be hayav. What is the guy, because he painted some pictures on the side of the wall, what does that got to do with anything? So, Amre, hatam, shelo haya bo hevel limita, uba aher veosif ba hevel limita. You're right, it was 10 deep. But you know what? It was very wide. Being that it was very wide, there was no hevel. According to Rav, what's the board for the hevel? So what did this guy do, the second guy? By putting the cement on the side of the wall, he narrowed it. Once he made it narrower, now already he brought hevel. That's what. So the second guy made it a board for mita. That's the case. Look at that sheet. Shelo ayabo hevel lemita. Shaita rehava harbe was very wide. The first guy dug a board of asara, but you know what? It's not for mita. It's for nezikin. Because since it doesn't have enough haval in mita, because it was very wide, so it's a regular case. One guy dugs 9, the second guy digs 10. Who's hayav? The second guy. The first case was talking about where he dug 10. Oh, you dug 10, you're hayav. Another guy added 10, doesn't matter. That I didn't come to give an exemption. Last point on the Ika de Amre. Ika de Amre Amar Azvid. Have a Rabbi. Ooh, I can say both right to the following the opinion of Rabbi. What did Rabbi say? Rabbi said both guys are Hayavim for the Zakin. Meaning the guy who dug 9 is Hayav for the Zakin. The guy that added to the 10 is Hayav for the Zakin and Mita. Right, but they're both partners for Nizakin. So I can say both Braitot over here are following the Shita of Rabbi. Rabbi. Hach diktani kulan hayabin Shapir. Good. The first Braitot said they're both Hayab. Very good. For Nizakin. Or for Mita. Which means, you dug 10, you're Hayab for Mita. Second guy added 10, so Hayab for Mita. No problem. You can have partners on the board according to Rabbi. No problem. Oh, ha diktani acharon hayab. Oh, but what do you mean? The Braitot that said that the guy added somebody called it cement to the side of the board. Why is the Aaron Hayav? According to the B, the first guy should be Hayav because he dug the board, Asara. Or they're supposed to be Hayav. Which means, our question is, the Chaura, the first guy dug 9. Okay? First guy dug 10. He dug 10. Second guy came along and added some cement to the side. What do we say? Oh, the guy put the cement as Hayav. The Chaura, why only the second guy? According to you, Rabbi, they both should be Hayav for the Zakin at least. The first guy that dug the board of 10. Okay, maybe you want to tell me there wasn't Haval for Mita. But the Chaura, if there was Haval for the Zakin, so he's Hayav for the Zakin, and now the second guy that comes along and now makes the board Hayav Mita by adding cement to make more Haval, so he's Hayav for Mita as well, but they should both share in the Hayuv of the Zakin. You know what the case is talking about? The first guy that dug the board, it was so wide, it wasn't a damaging board for nothing. Not for Mita and not for Nezekin. The second guy came along, and therefore that's why the first guy is patur, because he didn't do anything. It was very wide, not for Mita, not for Nezekin. Oh, when the second guy comes along and made the cement on the wall, he made it very narrow. That's what the second guy's hayav. Really, Rabbi says both guys can be hayav, generally speaking, meaning a guy to dig 9 and a guy to dig 10, both guys are hayav for Nezekin. Oh, in this case, why is only the last guy hayav? Because the first guy didn't even make a board of Nezekin.
Gemara continues. Amarava, heniyah even al piya bor, vishliman la asara. So you had a board that was 9. Now what the fellow did was he put a rock on the outside of the board, so he raised it from the outside by putting a rock on the outside, on the border of it. So now the board became 10. Banu the Mahloket Rabbi v'Rabbanan. So back to the Mahloket between Rabbi and Rabbanan. If you remember, we're learning that there's a famous Mahloket Rabbi and Rabbanan on two people that made a board. They had a board that was 9. So everybody says the guy that made the board 9 is Hayav 4, the Zakin.
Second guy came, added a tefach, made it 10. According to the rabbis, the second guy, Rabbanan, Acharon Chayav, the second guy inherits the whole bor. Ben the Nezakin, Ben the Mita. Okay, according to Rabbi, he says, no, the partner's in the Nezakin, and the last guy is Chayav, if the bor kills. So the Gemara is saying, similarly, you had a bor that was 9, and you put a rock on the outside, the same machloki. So it doesn't matter if you lengthen the bor from the inside or from the outside. Gemara says, Peshita, what's the difference? Same machloki. You went from 9 to 10. Ma'od etem ha'demata hu dehavla dide kakatile. I would say, listen, when you make the bor 10, then already he's creating a haval of 10. Because she only had a haval of 9, and the haval now is deepened. Therefore, in that case over there, you could say the second guy is hayav. Haval emala, telo havla dide kakatil emalo. When you put the rock on the outside, to elevate it from the outside, you didn't create a haval on the bor, meaning that haval was really belonging to the first guy. Right? You didn't add to the haval of the bor on the inside. You would have thought that the second guy should not be hayav at all. Kamash ma'alan. Now she says, Peshita, mali hosif lemata, mali hosif lemala. Right, what do I care where he adds to the bor? Ma'odetema, ben rebi, ben rabbanan, acharon patur. I would thought that according to all she taught, maybe the second guy should be patur legamre, telav havla dide katla. Right, because he didn't make the haval. The haval that was there was from the first guy, because he added it from on top. Kamash ma'alan, doesn't matter how you got it to 10, to be the same machloket. Ba'er haval. Gemara says, Tam tefach v'silek abanav mahu. What's that case? That she says, Tam satam. Actually, Tam tefach ha'chofer bor tish'ah. He dug a bor of 9. Ve'acher hishlimo l'asara. Another guy came in, made it to 10. V'chazar acharon v'satam u'mila afar oto tefach shehosif. Oh. Interesting case. Similar case, just one additive. Guy made a board of 9. Okay, he's hayav. Very good. Guy came along, added it, made it to 10. Back to the machlok, the Rabbi, and the Rabbanan. But the guy that added it to 10 subsequently came then and filled in the tefach that he added. So he made it back to 9. Okay, so went to 10. Another guy, was 9. Another guy came, made it 10. The second guy came and undid what he did. What's the she'ila? Mau. Whatever he did, he undid. And therefore he's off the hook totally. Now once already he made it 10, he undoes the first guy's actions. Now the whole board is his for the zakin at 9. Once already you dug 10, already you're a balabor now. And therefore when you're going to make it 9 now, you can't say, oh, okay, I undid what I did. No, it's your board now. Therefore, you undid what the first guy did. Therefore, you're going to be hayav for nezakin. The Gemara says, actually, tiku. The Gemara leaves it in a tiku. Look at Rashi. My da'avad shakle, virishon hayav ben nezakin. That's one side of the deal over there. Or do you say, no? Kamala b'rishute. V'havale hashta bor tish'a. D'acharon v'hayav b'ya ben nezakin. And therefore, the second guy is on the hook alone. And if it be Hayab bin Zakid, the Gemara leaves that in a Tiku Amar Rabba Bar Barhana Amar Shemuel Bar Marta Bor Shemuna. Okay, I have a board of 8. A board of 8 is only a board for the Zakin. Not even. 9. 9 is for the Zakin. 8 so far is nothing. Umehen, it's not 9 or less, it's 9. 9 is the Zakin, 10 is Mita. So you have a Bor Shemuna. Umehen shne tefachim mayim. Oh, but two tefachim, the bottom two tefachim, are water. So you have 8 and 2. Okay? 8 tefachim and then 2 tefachim water. Hayav. Okay. What's the pshar hayav? My ta'ama. How could you be hayav for mita? It's only 8 tefachim. What else is? Kol tefach debaya ketre teyebashadame. Oh, every tefach of water is like two tefah of ground. So 8 tefachim with 2 tefachim water is actually 10. So you have basically 6 tefachim plus 2 tefachim of water. Okay? The 2 tefachim of water is considered double. And therefore, you have 10. Meaning the water has haval in it. Just like empty space has haval in it, water is just as damaging. Therefore, when the animal falls in, so therefore, even though the border is only 8 altogether, 8 is like 10. Because each tefach of water is because like 2 tefachim of ground. That she says, mayam mosif havla. Water is more heavy than the water. Good. So we got our calculation. 8 with 2 water is hayav. Now the Gemara is going to give all other numbers now. Bor tish'a umen tefach echad mayimahu. Okay, what about a bor? Instead of 6 and 2, like we just said, give me a case now of 8 and 1 water. What's the she'ela? Mi amrinan keman delo nefishi maya lit behavla. Do you say, well, one tefach of water is not so much, therefore it doesn't really et ravla? Or dilma keman de amich tafe it behavla? Or do you say, no, in this case the water is deeper? Which means there you were 6 and 2. Here you're 8 and the one water of tefa, the tefa of water is deeper, so therefore maybe it is mosif avla. Oh, Gemara has a question. Bor shiv'a, umen shiloshat tefachim mayim. Okay, the bor is 7, 4 and 3. 4 airspace, 3 water. What's the question? More water, therefore more havla. You have 3 tefachim of water. Or do you say since it's not that deep because it's only 7 altogether? Maybe the havla is not there. So the only thing that's known is 6 and 2. All the other numbers you can argue. Which means if you have 8 and 1, I could argue that, well, it's only one tefach. Maybe one tefach doesn't create so much havla. But maybe it's deeper. Deeper, maybe it's worse, because it's more havla when it's deep. Because it's at the 9 level. I go the other way. 4 and 3. Do I say 3 tefachim of water, that's just been nefish havla. It'll be hayav. Or do you argue and say, well, it's higher. And since it's higher, so therefore maybe it doesn't create the havla. Gemara says, tiku. It continues. Next question. What did the guy do? A guy dug a well of 10. Okay, he's hayaf, everything. His friend came along and widened it. He widened the top of the board, made the hole wider. What do you want? You want to make him hayaf? Adrabah. By making it wider, he took away the haval, because now it's a wider hole. Amar le adraba, who are we talking about? Hare kirev hezekah. On the contrary, he made it wider, therefore it's more prone now for the animal to fall in. Ela amar avashe nechze anan. So avashe says it depends. I behavla mayi tare mi'ay tavla. Well, gotta see how he died. If the animal died from the haval, he's off the hook. Because by widening the board, you took away from the haval. I behabata mayit. But if he died from the bang, hare kirev hezekah, then it's going to be hayav. So when we had a machloket between Rav and Shmuel, obviously this is going like Shmuel that says, bor that the Torah was mechayev is lehavla and lehabata. Rav said the bor is only for haval, so it's not going like this. But if you say that bor can either be hayav for haval or the havat, so let's see how the animal died. If the animal died from haval, then that'll be off the hook. Because bottom line, he took away haval by making it wider. But if he died from the bang, then already going hayav, because he made the war wider. Ika de amre, amar avashin nechse anan. Let's look again. Ima I gisa nafal, hare kire vezeka. V'im iida gisa nafal, hare mi'ay tavla. Look from which side of the board did the animal fall in. If he fell in from the side that was widened, so then already he's hayav, because he brought the nezek closer. But if he fell in from the other side, so then already, mi'ay tavla, therefore be patu. So therefore, you are looking at this, which side did he fall in? Comes the Gemara and continues next case. Avar alav arishon velo chisau. Okay, we have a rule over here. you have a board of two partners. That was the case of our Mishnah, Bor Shesh Neshutafim. Right? Oh, my Haida, the Gemara says, Itmar. Ah, Itmar. We have a statement. Bor She'omka Ken Hava. Okay, new story, new configuration. You have a board, its depth and its width are equal. Rabba and Rabbi Yosef, the Amri Tarvayu, Meshameh, the Rabba, Barbar Hana, the Amri Meshameh, the Rabbi Mane, Hadama, the Olam Yeshba Haval. One says there's always Haval in a board, Ad Shiyer Rehava Yater Al Amka, unless it's wider than deeper. Meaning, wider width equal to depth, there's going to be Hevel. The only way to get rid of Hevel is where you have the width that's wider than the depth. V'chad amar le'ola en bahaval ad she'omka yeter al rochba. So therefore, he holds the second opinion. Le'olam, there's not going to be hevel. The only time there will be hevel is when the omek is wider than the width, and therefore, when it's equal, there will be no hevel. So it's machloket where the hevel comes from on the configuration of the board. The first shita says it's got to be the hava yoter al omka. To have to take away the hevel, so therefore equal is going to be a problem. And the second shita says, "En ba hevel ad she'omka yeter." The omek has to be deeper than the width for hevel to come, and therefore, since this case is equal, there will be no hevel. So it's machloket. Now we go back to the case. Amar al rishon ve'lo kisa. What was the case of the Mishnah? The Mishnah had a case: two guys on the board. Bor she shnei shutafin. Amar al rishon ve'lo kisa. Ve'sheni lo kisa. Ve'sheni hayav. Which means the first guy was using the board. And he didn't cover it, okay? The second guy came along and used the board, and he didn't cover it. The second guy's hayav. Okay, now we have to see exactly what was the case. The first guy should be hayav also, he was using it. He didn't cover it, he's also guilty. But once the second guy comes along and uses the board, and he doesn't cover it, the second guy is responsible, totally. So the Gemara says, Amar ala varishon velo kisao. The Gemara says, varishon, me'emat miftar. At what point is the first guy patur? Look at that, she explains the question. Dinit'ora l'sheni hayta shemina. Which is, when already do we have a right to say the responsibility of the board was on the second guy? At what point? Look at that, she. Dipshita lan, da'ani avar diktani matnitin nishtamesh ka'amar. Oh, when the Mishnah says, avar alav asheni velo chisao, means he used it. Not stam he walked by the board. He used it. The ik diktani manitin shalu alav shenehem ze achar ze amarishot patura regamu pasha. Which, if it's just stam, two guys walked by the board and they both didn't cover it, they should both be guilty because they're partners. And that must be the case he's talking about where the first guy used it. After he used the board, he didn't cover it. Then the second guy came and used the board, and he didn't cover it after. So the second guy's hayab. So the question: at what point does the first guy's responsibility of the shemira of the board go off? So Gemara says, "Machloket." Abav Rabbi Yosef Dami Tarvayu Meshemed Rabba Bar Barchana Damar Meshemed Rabbi Mani Had Amar Meshemaniho Mishtamish. Finish. Once he leaves him, meaning the first guy gives over the board to the second guy to use. Finish. So then already he is hayav. The second guy, the Had Amar Meshiyimsor Lo Dalyo. Once he gives him over the bucket, which means the bucket to draw the water, giving over the bucket already. You're in charge. So it's malach. You have to actually give him over the board to start using it, which means you have to be manicho mishtamesh. You got to actually see him once he starts working in the board, or is it enough once you gave him over the bucket? I'll see you later. You're in charge. That is the machloket. That she says, actually, mechila. I said, Dalio is the bucket, that she doesn't say like me. That she says, Dalio kisui habor lechasoto. Sharishon patro vedadaba vishini. He gave over the cover. Yeah, it's a little different. Which means, the first guy worked on the board. He did whatever he had to do. He had the cover in his hand. Right? He sees the second guy and says, hey, you know what? I'm finished with the board. Here's the cover. Once he gives the cover over to the second guy, now the second guy is going to be up. Even before he started to work on the board. He has the cover in his hand. That's already considered he gave over the shemira. Gemara says, ketanae. This is actually machloket amongst the Tanaim as well. Hamadle ma'im in a board. A guy is drawing water from the board. Uba chaveru va'amar lo hanach li v'ani edle mayim. You do me a favor, leave it open. Now I need to draw water as well. Kevan shini chomish tamesh patur. First she touches, you left him working in the board, you're patur. The second guy's hayav. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov omer, meshim sod lo dolyo. No, you don't even have to let him work there. Once you give over the cover to the second guy's hayav. B'maika mepalgei, what is really the machloket between these two rabbis? So what else? An interesting machloket. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov savar, yesh berera. Now let's review. We have a famous machloket throughout Shas. Yesh berera or en berera. Literally, berera means retroactive selection. What does it mean, retroactive selection? Let's right away apply to this case over here. I'm two partners in a board. Okay? So, now, if you say there's retroactive selection, I say, when the second guy is drawing water, he's drawing water from his part of the board. Because we both own half the board. So therefore, I'm drawing from when I draw the water, I could say that retroactively was selected for me that I drew from my half, and when you drew water, you drew from your half. That's one way of looking at it. And therefore, the Gemara says, yesh berera. Or if you hold yesh berera, ha medide kamim aleh, veha medide kamim aleh. That she says, velo avide sheni shoel al chalkos shel rishon, she kutkolo mutal alav shomro. Helgach ibezik shenem hayavim. Right, which means I drew from my section. I'm not responsible for your section. I'm drawing from my section. You didn't cover your section. If you say yesh berera, I'm responsible for heftabur, and you'll be responsible for heftabur as well. Mashiachin, if you say the rabbanan savdi en berera, if you hold en berera, bottom line, when I'm drawing from the whole board, and therefore I'm drawing from my part and your part. Therefore, I'm going to be responsible for your part as well, because I cannot say, well, I'm only paying for my side. Once already, I was watching the board. Then I'm hayav for the whole board. Let me review the machloket in the look at Rashi. Rashi says, "V'hai medidek v'hai medidek kamemale ve'lo avile sheni shoel al chalkos shorishon sheavi mutar lav shomrol kach imezik shenim hayavim aval masalu at deli na'asiz shomesh shkibel alav lechasoto." Exactly, which means, let's say you hold yesh berera. Okay. Yesh berera means like this. You didn't give me over the cover. Okay, I came, the first guy finished his work. I do me a favor, I need the board. I go to the board, I start being mimaleh. Yesh berera. I say that I'm being mimaleh from my section. So if I say I'm being mimaleh from my section, in your section it remains yours. Because my partner's on the board. So therefore, now somebody got damaged, so therefore I'll pay half, you pay half. Mashaykh, that opinion will hold, that's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, if the dili was given over, if the guy gave me the cover, then already I'm accepting Shemirah for the whole. And therefore I'd have to pay myself. Good? That's if you hold yesh berera. But if you hold en berera means, even if you didn't give me over the cover, bottom line, when I go to the board and I start drawing water, I don't say, no, I'm only drawing from my section. No. When you give me over the board, it's like I'm borrowing your section as well as mine that I have. And if I'm responsible for your section, borrow is hayav. If I borrow something from you and damages, I'm on the line. So therefore, if you hold en berera, when I get the shemirah, now already my section I'm drawing from, but it's not mine because there's no berera, I'm drawing from the whole thing. And therefore, I'm responsible for my section as well as yours. And you can't split it and say, no, I drew only from my section, your section remains yours. Therefore, even without giving over the cover, you're going to be hayav. So that's the machlok between the two rabbis. Amar Avina, the Azul, the Tamayu. By the way, these two rabbis are following their opinions. That none. Hashutafim shenadru hana'azimizir. Asurim nikanes lehaser. Correct. Let's say you have two guys. They're actually partners. They made nedarim against each other. They're not going to have hana'ah from each other. And they're not going to derive hana'ah from each other. Okay, I don't want to have any ana'ah from you. And the other guy said, I don't want to have any ana'ah from you. So what's the deen? They cannot go into the chaser now. Rabbi, the eyes of Yaakov, Omer, Zeh nichnas letoch shelo, Zeh nichnas letoch shelo. Rabbi says, no, they can't go into the chaser. Why? Because if you hold yesh berera, so when I'm going into the chaser, I'm going into my section. And when you're going into the chaser, we say retroactively you're going into your section. But if you say there's no berera, So when I walk into the chaser, I'm in your section, and you're in my section, so it's a suit. B'maikah b'pilgeh, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said, yesh b'rera, hay l'nafshe ayin, v'hay l'nafshe ayin. We say each one went into his section. V'rabbanan savi em b'rera. And therefore we say, no, you don't split it up. If everybody's going into each other's section, therefore it's a suit. Am Rabbi Azar. Hamocher bor l'chaviro. A guy sells a board to his friend. Kivan shebasalo dalyo kana. Wow. He sold the board. I don't know how he sold the board yet. But the Gemara says, once he gives over the cover, the kinyan is final. So the Gemara says, hechi dameh. What's the case? I bechaspa. If he sold the board with money, lichne bechaspa. Finish. Once the money is transferred, what do I care? The cover or not cover. The money made the kinyan. I bechazakah. And if the guy bought the board with hazakah, hazakah means that he's going to do something to the board. He's going to paint it, or he's going to dig in it, or something. He's going to make an action to make an acquisition. Likneh b'hazakah. Once the guy makes hazakah, it should be enough. What is his business of giving over the cover? Says le'olam b'hazakah. Really, I'll tell you, the guy made an acquisition with hazakah, meaning he dug in the board, or he built a fence around the board. He did something to acquire it. Also, what's the cover business? But normally the rule is like this. If a guy is not around, the seller is not around, right? He's not going to be there at the time of the sale. He has to tell the buyer the following words. Lech hazek vekane. Which is, if the seller is standing there, he doesn't got to tell him anything. The buyer just starts to dig in the well and makes a kinyan in the well with hazakah. Miskone. But let's say the guy is not going to be in front when he's making the hazakah, so he has to give him permission, he has to tell him, Lech hazek v'kaseh, tell him those words, go make hazakah. Good, and until he tells him those words, the guy cannot go make a hazakah. So the Gemara says, Kevan shemasalot dalyo, kevan damadeh, lech hazek v'kaneh dameh. Once he gives over the cover that says, if he told him, go make a hazakah. Look at Rashi, please. Rashi says, bottom lashin. Lebad misirat dolio ba'el azokebe. Miu. Lachimani misirat. Ima hazakah lehode. Ba'el emade lech hazek vekane. Exactly. Which means that the law is he's making a hazakah. But he has to tell him, go make a ma'aseh to be kone. And that's the only way he's allowed. But stam, it doesn't work. So kevan shemasalo, once he gives him the dalio, it's as if he told him that item. Very good. Very good. That's exactly the way it works. Lech hazek v'kaneh, lech v'aseh v'aseh shemoy l'kaneh hazakah v'tekneh ayedeh karka. It's the only way. V'kivet shemasalo, it's like he told it to him. Baruch Adonai L'olam, amen v'amen.